It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Well, this is fun. We're going to talk springtime. Frosty's here.
Good morning.
Frost Farms. And you may be thinking, Paul, gardening? Look outside. But this is when it starts, right?
It is when it starts. It's especially a good time this month to get on pruning outside and cleaning up the yard. And so it starts early if March is kind enough to us, but we'll see how that goes.
So when you say pruning, could you give us some examples of things to prune or not to prune at this time of the year?
Yeah, there's a lot of great things you can prune, like your apple trees, blueberries, some of the fruits and things like that. Of course, any dead branches or cross branches or, you know. But there's a few things you really don't want to prune until after they bloom in the spring. Rhododendrons. I know you said you bought a lilac last fall.
Yeah, lilacs.
Yeah, don't prune that until after it blooms. Same thing with forsythia, azaleas. You really don't want to prune those right now unless you kind of have to, but for dead branches or things like that. But you want to leave them until after they bloom.
Now, and this maybe is subjective or maybe due to the type of plant you have. Like we have the lilac. So when you prune, how far do you prune? Do you just kind of shape? Do you go deep? I mean, what's a good gauge, I guess?
It kind of depends. Like you said, you just planted a new one last year, mm-hmm. So it's young and smaller. So probably for the most part, it would just be deadheading and shaping it a little bit. But it kind of depends on the lilac. Lilacs can range from, there's some dwarf varieties that are 4 to 5 feet tall, and then our classic, you know, grandmother's garden lilacs that's 8 to 10 to 12 feet. So it kind of depends what you're the goal you're trying to achieve aesthetically with them.
All right.
Yep.
And as we are getting ready to think about spring and planting, what things can we start doing now to get ready for the raised beds and gardens and stuff?
Right now, I'd just be thinking about it.
We gotta get rid
of a little bit more of the snow. But the good news is a good old-fashioned winter with a good snowpack gave great insulation to any of your tender perennials and shallow-rooted shrubs and things like that. So that snowpack is a huge insulator. And when that melts, it releases a ton of nitrogen. So it's really a good winter for that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Frosty, for stopping in today. And this is the debut of our Frost Report. It'll happen every Thursday at this time and brought to you by Frost Farms in Town Hill.